And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. How are you guys doing tonight? We are going to be talking this evening about a skull, a fossil, that was found in a part of Asia, Eurasia, known as Georgia. I'm sure you've heard of Georgia, not just Georgia, where Atlanta is, but this is Georgia over there in the Russian side of things. And there was a skull found that's 2 million years old that may actually rewrite what we think or what we know of the lineage of the human race. Good evening, I'm Phil Henry. You may think this is a science show. Well, maybe it is, because take a look at what we have on Phil TV. That's right, Kim Kardashian's ass.
Yay! Hello, Mr. Henry.
I understand why you have that picture up, and I understand that it gives men a big thrill, but she really is a beast. She's a beast of a whole other breed.
What's that mean?
It means that, let's be very clear about Kim Kardashian. She's very pretty. But when she turns around and shows everyone that baggage she carries, this is a shot from any zoo, any...
All right, Margaret, just take it easy. There's no reason why you should belittle the woman in such a harsh way. A shot from any zoo. There it is behind me on Phil TV. It was a photograph that Kim Kardashian tweeted out, and this is the term now that is used, tweeted out, as opposed to just tweet. Or did she tweet it out, Bud?
No, she didn't tweet it out. It was on the Instagram.
Yeah, but she put it on Instagram. Well, you tweet it out, though.
No, you don't tweet it out. If you're on Instagram, you're not tweeting. What is...
Well, so was it tweeting, or...
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't make any difference to me. I mean, I'm not going to get hung up. It was on Instagram. I'll bet you anything she put it on her Twitter account, you know.
Well, what's wrong with saying tweet it out?
Tweet it out sounds asinine. It's just, you tweeted it, you know. In any event, the picture of Kim Kardashian brought about, obviously, massive retweets, 8 billion or something. I don't know how many, but you can well imagine. And it also brought the comment from her husband, Kanye West, on my way home now, be there in 10 minutes, something like that, as if to say, not as if to say, he was saying, take a look at what I get to go home to, thank you.
Hey.
Well, you know, that's what I think about, see, this is where I think Kanye West is badly misinformed, and I think there's an awful lot of men that would agree with me when I say, when Kanye West says that he's looking forward to coming home to that, don't you think there are a lot of men that are thinking that he is mentally deficient or there is some... I didn't say retarded, Phil.
Just be careful, okay?
I didn't say it. That he's mentally deficient, that he's lacking, that perhaps there is a functional aspect to his brain that he was born... You know...
Let's relax here, because a guy's taste in women happens to veer from what may be considered the norm doesn't mean that he has some part of his brain missing or he was born with a motor sensory problem or something like that.
You don't think so? Take a look at that, Phil. That is the hind end of an animal that Frank Buck would...
Why insult the woman?
Take a look at that woman's rear end.
Yes, that is a woman's ass. Excuse my language, I'm using the term.
Oh, God. Well, take a look.
All right, and you're saying what?
John Sid said it's something that Frank Buck knows about.
Do you know who Frank Buck was? A wild game hunter. If Frank Buck saw that in the jungle, that child, Northwest, would not have a mother. Now, you can laugh if you... What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at all. I'm staring at you. Do I look like I'm laughing?
You're staring at me.
Yes, I'm staring at you.
Since when do people stare this way? Your mouth was wide open.
My mouth was open, agog and aghast at what you just said about Kim Kardashian. If Frank Buck saw that, not a woman, that.
Yes, I think she sends the wrong message to a lot of young girls that having something like that in your bathing suit that reminds anyone of if you were to peek in a stall, well...
It's like installed at the Hollywood Park.
I was going to say, at Hollywood Park.
All right, so she's been compared to an animal in the jungle.
No, I did not say that. I said what she's carrying in that right there, what she's got in the back of that bathing suit. The rest of her is a lovely girl.
What's the message that she's sending, by the way?
That it's all right to walk around looking like that, even when a man is nearby with a elephant gun or...
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret.
No, it's not thank you very... You blow this. I think it's a very important message to send.
All right, if you're saying that young girls shouldn't gain weight, I understand. But if you're saying that a woman shouldn't look that way because there may be a guy standing around with an elephant gun and may mistake her for, what, a hippo?
No, I was thinking more in terms of the larger of the Serengeti beasts. Now, you go ahead, Phil, and consider that.
Yeah, okay. Girls, if you don't want to be shot at by Frank Buck or any of the guys that came after him, the big game hunters of the world, then make sure you don't have what Kim Kardashian has in her bathing suit.
What?
Her rear end.
Oh, man, I thought you were talking about something. She got something in her bathing suit. What she got in there?
Take a look at what she's got in there.
All right. Anyway, folks, that's all well and good, Margaret, and I hope you're successful with your campaign to educate young women.
It's a very interesting thing. There's a lot of men who don't get it about this kind of... there's a lot of people that don't like Kim Kardashian.
There may be a lot of people that don't like her. They don't like her because they consider her shallow. They consider her and her siblings to be the luckiest people on the face of the earth after Lou Gehrig.
What?
Nothing, man. It was a speech that he gave a long time ago. That they have all this money as the result of the efforts of others. But I will tell you that there's no denying the fact that the Kardashians have taken the money that they have been given, if you will, and they've turned it into more money in a very smart way, I think. They did with it. What else are they going to do? Are they going to go and wait tables?
Well, it might teach them some values.
Well, hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that this woman should go out and wait tables or something like that and not start a business or not invest her money in creating these large enterprises that she's involved in, whether it's perfume, whether it's clothing, whether it's the TV show. These are efforts that employ many people. She actually starts businesses that employ people that benefit more than just herself and her family, you know.
Well, yeah, but there's no guys going to work on a perfume.
Yeah, they are, man. A lot of guys work on perfume company.
That doesn't just necessarily mean perfume. What are the TV show? There's a lot of guys that work on the TV show. And the same thing with her sister, What's-Her-Face, and the other one, What's-Her-Name.
Yeah, that says it all. What's-Her-Face and What's-Her-Name. Because at the end of the day, only people only care about her. And the reason why they care about her is that large...
Is it large what? The rear end?
There's got to be a word for it. That big...
What's Frank think about her?
What Frank thinks about her is no one's business but mine and Frank's and hers, if she's interested. If you want to know, Kim, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're listening, Kim, call up Margaret.
Yeah, well, she don't like, she don't care about Frank Gray.
I don't know.
Well, if you're listening, Kim, call up and you'll find out what Frank Gray thinks of your ass. Something tells me it's not a bad... God, what are you doing, man?
I'm getting up and go... Are you breaking?
Yes.
I'm going to get the White Owls.
The White Owls they brought into the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I brought Miss Great M and a Dutch Master.
You're not going to puff a White Owl in here, are you?
Why not?
Nothing. All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to discuss with Dr. Ron Turner and others a little bit of science, because this is the kind of stuff I dig. You know, yeah, sure, we could get into the government defaulting or not defaulting or the government here, there, and everywhere, whatever's happening. But I would much rather be talking about something that is edifying, that is interesting, that is cool, that is... well, maybe we'll get into some of that default stuff. We'll find out. World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video of the show tonight. And don't forget, on Sunday, we got our Game of the Week with the brand-new play-by-play team, which is Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman. We'll be talking to Steve and Ted Bell, who's quit the broadcast team, on the show tonight as well. All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we're online at philhenryshow.com with our live-streaming video, and all of the great radio stations that we are on, as well as the great advertisers that support our show, as well as the great listeners that we have. Everyone's great. Everyone associated with this show, whether an advertiser, whether a radio station, whether a listener, whether the people on the air, we're all great, we're all stellar, we are all Hall of Fame, and will remain that way. All right, Dr. Ron Tarter is going to join us for just a brief segment here on a discovery. I thought I'd just give us a break here tonight, you know, from all of this insane. Every piece of news that we do on this show is important, and I mean that. It's not just about who wants to kill. For instance, this government default thing I think is just interesting as hell. Now all of a sudden I'm reading the Republicans are, oh yeah, this Tea Party, you're right. Even the Republicans are like, you know, are running for cover. And it's everybody on top of the Tea Party, which, you know...
Well, what do you mean by that?
What are you guys looking at?
Well, he said it on top of the Tea Party.
Don't be calling David on this, man, okay?
Well,
Phil, I don't want to have David involved, but when you say they're on top of the Tea Party, you get the image because I've got... Because of you, I've got Kardashian's big butt stuck in my mind. Now you're talking about someone being on top of something. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking of Kardashian's big rear end again, going up...
All right. That's enough of that, okay?
I didn't do it, Phil. I didn't do it.
All right, that's enough of that. I said they're on top of the Tea Party because the Tea Party is getting the blame for it all, and maybe they deserve it. I think they do. I think they deserve a lot of the blame for an asinine 3 weeks of nothing. Just 3 weeks of a guy making a speech. 3 weeks of helping Ted Cruz with his career. That's what you got. 3 weeks of that. Nice going. I think the Tea Party's been co-opted. If ever there were any intelligent people in that group, it was co-opted long ago by Looney Tunes. I mean, just woo! Way out there, baby. All right, Dr. Ron Tarter on the line with us here as we discuss this magnificent... Dr. Tarter, how you doing?
Well, Phil, I'm doing great, and I'm glad I could be a part of helping your audience think or concentrate on something a little bit different tonight.
Skull fossil suggests simpler human lineage. Can you give this to us in English?
Well, I hope that I can, Phil. I'm standing right now, if you'll pardon me, but we're waiting for one of the transit buses here in Denver because I'm having my car worked on, so I am waiting for... some transportation, but we're fine, and we'll continue on here with the discussion, just if you hear some traffic in the background.
We're not having a problem hearing you at all.
Outstanding. Phil, about 8 years ago, there was a 2-million-year-old skull that was found in the Republic of Georgia. The Republic of Georgia. Here comes the crosstown down. I don't know. He didn't stop. That's one of the buses.
What kind of bus is that?
But that sounds almost like is that a subway?
It is one of the light rail. 2 years ago, or I mean 8 years ago, 2 years ago, an 8 million, I forget what I said, Bill, but...
You said that 8 years ago, a 2-million-year-old skull.
Yeah, a 2-million-year-old skull was found in the Republic of Georgia. Now, the skull is remarkably similar to Homo erectus. This is...
Hold on for a minute. Shut up, bud.
You just say it.
Yeah, I'm having said it.
If you guys don't shut up, I'm going to kick you out.
Well, what are they doing? Are they laughing at Homo erectus? I told you that I didn't want to deal with this the last time I was on your program.
No, don't worry about it. If you don't shut up, bud, and you too, Robert.
I just missed my bus again, if anyone's interested.
Dr. Tarter, just continue. Phil's dealing with it.
All right. Homo erectus was the early hominid ancestor of the human being. Now, we feel in the science community, for the longest time we felt, that really there were several different links, if you will, leading to the creature that we've become, Homo sapien. Homo erectus was one, Homo habilis was another, and so on and so forth. We now are beginning to think, and there is a great many that share this theory, that really the human being, the species that we are today, is much, much older than 500,000 years or 50,000 years or whatever it was when human beings eventually came into being. It was around 50,000 years ago.
All right, so 50,000 years ago, you're saying... humans attained what physically we know today as the human skull?
Yes, came into fruition as the species known as the human being. Before that, we had a slightly different ancestor called the Cro-Magnon man and on down the line. But now we feel that, yes, of course we had Cro-Magnon, but we did not have a lot of the others, and we feel now, why isn't he stopping? We got a bus that's not stopping. Well, I'm going to have to ask you. I've got Jim Peabody with me, Phil. You know Jim.
Yeah, I do. Say hello to him.
Phil Henry says hi, Jim. Jim, do you want to go ahead and try and get a bus? Well, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, Phil.
What's going on?
Well, the bus isn't stopping, and I'm wondering if it's you. Jim, I didn't mean. He's walking away.
What do you mean? What did he do?
Well, he didn't do anything, but Jim is a colleague of mine Jim, come on back. Well, he's gone. He's a colleague of mine from the observatory.
Well, why does he have to leave?
I didn't tell him to leave.
Well, what do you mean it's because of him?
Well, we've got buses that are not stopping, and I'm just wondering. Hey, Jim, come on back.
What are you talking about, because he's black?
What's that?
Are you saying that because he's black?
Well, it may be, Robert, yes. And so I told him if he could move to the other side of the platform.
What kind of a comment is that? What kind of a thing is that to say?
I'm shocked.
What do you mean? I'm trying to get a bus, and he's standing here. What are you saying?
Give me a break, will you? Are you telling this man to get to the other side of the platform so a bus will stop for you? And what the hell's wrong with the bus drivers in Denver? Huh?
There may be nothing wrong with them. I'm trying to protect the fact that they're... Phil, I spend most of my time with my eyeballs shoved in a telescope. What are you telling me?
What I'm telling you is that kind of attitude that you just displayed to that colleague of yours, an African-American, saying, could you move to the other side of the platform so one of these buses will stop, is right out of the 1950s. Are you kidding? I mean, everybody here is stunned. You don't even hear Robert or Bud saying anything. They're sitting here with their jaws agape.
Their jaws are what?
Agape.
Ape? See, you're the one...
Agape. G-A-P-E.
Dr. Tarna, this is Margaret. What you said was absolutely unacceptable.
Margaret, give me a break, okay? I'm not gonna be your stepladder to your ride to glory tonight, okay? Stepping all over me.
I am not stepping all over you. I'm saying, as Phil said, the comment you made was absolutely unacceptable.
Where is that gentleman?
Hey, Steve, come on back. Come on back. I'm screwing around, will you?
You're screwing around.
I was just kidding, yeah. Yeah. What? Talk to Phil Henry if you want.
Okay, you know, this is ridiculous. I don't want to talk to him, and I don't want to talk anymore about this. If I hear you one more time, treat people with that kind of disrespect.
What do you care? Do you know the guy?
I care because... Where you been, man? I mean, when you talk about having your eyeballs shoved in a telescope, you ain't kidding.
Phil, my life, my entire life, from the time I get out of bed until the time I go to bed, is my sun and the stars above. The observatory, the stars, the science of man, the planet. I am either reading a book or I am looking through a telescope. I never leave the telescope. And if I don't have the knowledge of modern human behavior, if I don't have knowledge of the modern way that people interact, forgive me, okay? I'm sorry, but I don't I don't pay attention to a lot of things. The last time I checked, a black guy standing next to you on a bus platform bet you're not going to get a bus to stop. You say that things have changed?
Yeah, things have changed. Yes, they've changed.
What are you talking about, Dr. Tarner? We got a black president. You know that, right?
Yes, I know we have a black president, but I wasn't sure of the significance of that until I was explained to me by Bill Cummings, and of course, Steve. I know your name is Steve. I'm just kidding around.
You know, this gentleman that you're standing there with, Mr. What is his name?
His name is Dr. Peabody, not Mr. Peabody, okay? Because he gets the jokes about the Bullwinkle.
The Bullwinkle?
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, okay. We have Dr. Ron Tarner on the line with us here as we discuss the discovery of a 2-million-year-old fossil skull. If I can put this into plain English, Doc, so that we don't keep wasting time with these buses not stopping and you kidding your black colleague there, which I don't think you were kidding.
Well, I was kidding. Well, I wasn't kidding because I didn't... I wasn't kidding because I wasn't sure. I think Steve's a great guy, okay? But I didn't know that telling him to get lost was going to be taken. I didn't know. Now he's walking away again. I didn't know that that was going to be taken so hard, okay? So.
Well, you got to be some kind of, excuse me for saying idiot. You got to be some kind of an idiot.
Well, you know, I don't have to.
Yeah, you do have to, whatever it was he said.
That is amazing, and that's why that man lost that custody battle with his ex. That's why that man leaves his son out overnight in line at a Home Depot so they don't lose their place in line for some new game. Unbelievable.
All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Ron Turner and hopefully get back into the discussion at hand, which is of the evolution of the human race, the evolution of the human species. What the hell happened to us between the time that we were living in caves and clobbering women over the head with our big clubs and, you know, doing all the stupid stuff that cavemen do? What happened between them, those days, and the time we really got stupid now? World famous Phil Hendry Show.
I also don't want
to. We're still in the air.
I don't care. He's a pig.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have coming up a conversation with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell about how the whole thing went down. The play-by-play team, no longer a team for our game of the week, and some other things that we will be discussing here this evening, including more conversation about the debt ceiling. We also have Harvey Weierman to talk about the Saturday Night Massacre. A lot of you younger people out there don't even know what that is. Harvey will be on to explain it. It has to do with Watergate. It has to do with the resignation of President Nixon. And it was 40 years ago today, as a matter of fact, that the Saturday Night Massacre, as you will find out later on in our program, took place.
What was that?
As you'll find out later on in the program, what it's about, okay?
Yeah, well, the Saturday Night Massacre?
Yeah, the Saturday Night Massacre.
What was that about?
Did you hear what he just said?
I'm going to belt you, man. You know that?
I don't talk about anything.
Hey, but don't start bawling. When you act like a dumbass, you're going to get yelled at, okay? I just got done talking about it, you know, and you weren't listening to me. What were you doing? You were opening up that pack of Lifesavers.
Yeah, because I was trying to get one on account of my breath.
That's fine if your breath is funky, and I appreciate you getting a Lifesaver into your mouth, even though that's not really going to help. You need a mint, okay?
Bud, you need either a Tic Tac or some mints.
Yeah, but a Lifesaver is better.
Yeah, Lifesavers are better.
Lifesavers may taste good, but they're not a breath mint. What the hell am I doing talking to you about this stuff? Anyway, later on, we'll talk about the Saturday Night Massacre. We have on the line with us Dr. Ron Turner, and we're discussing the discovery some 8 years ago of a skull in Georgia, that is, the Republic of Georgia, which now indicates to us that the human being, we come from not that long a line of different species, that in point of fact, our journey up the evolutionary line might have involved just a few different species. The fossil that they found, okay, and this is important, by the way, let me get to...
There's another fossil, Steve. They're not stopping. Why are they not stopping?
Okay, are you going to start talking about that?
No, the only thing I'm saying is Steve Peabody's with me, and I love Steve like a brother. Where are you going? Oh, I love him like a brother. He is black, and he's standing with me, and I can't get a bus or a cab. What do you think the problem is?
Maybe it's you. Maybe they don't want to pick you up. Maybe they want to pick him up, but if you bug off, maybe they'll pick him up and they won't pick you up.
Okay, you're on, smart guy. Get a load of you. Hey, Steve, come on back. Henry thinks there goes another one, see?
Nope.
No cab.
No cab, excuse me.
No cab and no bus is stopping.
All right, then why don't you tell Steve to walk to the other side of the platform? No, you walk to the other side of the platform, okay?
Who's walking to the other side of the platform? No, Steve, not you. Me?
Yes.
Yes, you go to the other side, and then we'll see if he catches a bus.
All right, I'm going to walk over here to get a coffee. There's a coffee machine here. So, anyway, the point, Phil, that was being made here, and I think it's a good point, is the following thing. We have in our possession now a fossil that shows us that while there are many differences between individuals, and this fossilized skull is of the same species as other skulls found in the area, but is very different. Different characteristics, just as human beings are different. Look at this, I'll be a son of a bitch.
What happened? Did he get a cab?
No, he just got a bus.
You're nothing but an idiot.
Yeah, man, I'll serve you right.
How do you feel now?
What do you mean, how do I feel now? Steve, I've got nothing against black people.
No, that's got nothing to do with what you think of black people. He just got a bus. Did he get a bus or a cab?
The bus stopped for him.
Okay, so the bus didn't want to stop for you.
Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. Why would a bus want to stop for me?
What?
Let me blow my nose. Why would the bus want to stop for me?
Because you're a moron. How about that? Because you look like a moron, because you stand there and
thank you very much.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I did know that was going to happen. You want to know something? I'm glad it did happen, because I was tired of talking to him. I want to find out information. I don't want to be talking to him, standing there going, oh, there goes another bus, there goes another cab.
What are you talking about, standing there with a black man? And he's saying that?
Yeah. See, Dr. Tarner is so disconnected from the world, because he's always looking through telescopes, and he's always doing something that has nothing to do with the rest of the world that you and I live in, that he isn't even sure, you know, he doesn't know that we're living in kind of a new day and age, man. It ain't exactly about not picking up a black guy if you're in a bus or a cab. And he was standing, they're in Denver right now, it's an hour ahead, it's 8:30 in the evening, and as soon as he walked away, his colleague got the bus.
Well, I think he said he got a cab.
Whatever. I mean, neither one of them were stopping, and he assumes it's because he's standing there with a black guy. All right, so just to wrap this up...
Do you feel qualified?
Yeah, I'd better call Mr. Hall about it.
Call Mr. Hall about what?
Find out whether you're qualified to comment on it.
Let me tell you something, bud. I'm qualified to comment on it, okay? Don't even worry about it, man. I'm qualified to comment on a news story that I find interesting. Look at this. What did I just tell you not to do?
Look, I want Bud to call me every time that there is a question in terms of programming that may or may not be relevant to the overall success. My mind's on a million different things here, Phil. I'm sorry. What is this about?
Are you over at that restaurant expo?
Yeah, who is it, Margaret?
Yes, I would. Are you at the restaurant expo?
Yes, I am, but that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
Well, I think you should tell Phil why you're there.
Why are you there?
You know what, Margaret? I hope you die.
I think you can wish all you want about me. I think you should tell Phil why you're there.
I'm here because we're trying to find a deep fryer for donuts.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Go ahead, baby. She picked one out.
You're at the restaurant expo to pick up a deep fryer for donuts for the fiancé?
Yes. All right. If it's any business of yours...
Guess what, man? It's none of my business, but something else that's none of your business is this show. You calling in. So go ahead. What do you want?
All I'm asking for, are you qualified to talk about the skull of some ape man or whatever it is?
I'm qualified to give an opinion like any talk show host in the history of the planet Earth that's ever been on the radio. I can give a dumb opinion, a smart opinion. I can give an opinion that's full of crap. I can give an opinion that's right down the line smart. I can give an academic one. I can give one from the barroom. I can give all kinds of opinions. I can read a news story and give an opinion, because that's what talk radio is, a whole bunch of dumbasses and a few smart guys. How's that feel?
Well, I hope you die, because...
Boy, that's about the... how many people are going to say that tonight?
That's David saying that because he just saw Tombstone.
Yeah, he saw Tombstone where Ike Clanton says it.
Oh, yeah, Ike Clanton says that to who? The,
They said it to Earp. As soon as Earp goes out, I hope you die.
Well, no, he doesn't. He says, I hope they die, but,
No, he says, I hope you die. You don't remember that?
Okay, well, whatever. So he just saw Tombstone and now he's using that phrase?
Yeah, it took like a good phrase to use.
What a weird show, man. What weird people I know. You know that?
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean it, but just weird people. Why don't I get to know normal people? Why do I got to know you guys?
What makes you think you're all that normal?
Yeah, good one. Hey, yeah.
Don't high-five him. What do you mean, what makes me think I'm all that normal? I'm trying to hold together a radio show, and you guys are off in 58 different directions.
You asked a question as to why he said, I hope you die. He had just seen Tombstone.
Well, I'm talking about him in that instance being weird. In any event, skull fossils suggest simpler human lineage. Now then, one of the things that I think needs to be, and this is really kind of up my alley, folks. It's not up my alley, but I do find it very interesting. Now, one of the things when we talk about the lineage of... Don't play the crickets, okay?
That's what Mr. Hall said.
Mr. Hall said, well, guess what? Mr. Hall doesn't get to say, okay? You're not playing...
Phil, this is something that is probably needed. The audience needs to understand that you are not a college professor.
I'm not claiming to be a college professor. I'm simply looking at this. I've done a little bit of reading, and I think I have the right to say the thing. It would be a simpler story if fewer ancestral species, early diverse fossils.
What are you going to do, hit me? Mr. Hall said you can't, and think. Where'd you get that?
I got my own cricket.
Yeah, well, that's not fair to you have your cricket.
I got my own crickets. Now, in the early days, the Homo sapien, which had come...
Yeah, see, I told you, because it... Shut up!
No, I'm going to play my crickets when you talk. Because every time you talk...
Yeah, see, I played the cricket...
Get out of here with that, will you?
You guys really need help, both of you. You really need help. You need a good, strong neurotransmitter, maybe epinephrine, and you need electroshock.
Yeah, well, you know something? Don't ever play crickets. I don't care if Bud, Dr. Hall or whoever, you know what?
His name's David Hall, not Bud Hall. God, what a freakoid. You know, some of the things that you say on this show... Cut it out!
Sit down. Anyway, folks... We'll continue this discussion on what kind of skull was found in Georgia, that is, the one in Russia, later on in the program. Coming up next is Harvey Wireman to tell us about the Saturday Night Massacre. Did you know what the Saturday Night Massacre was? Are you familiar with the Saturday Night Massacre? Do you care what the Saturday Night Massacre is? I don't know. But we will be talking with Harvey Wireman about that in a few minutes because it's anniversary. Fell on this here day, and it happened in Washington D.C. back in the days of President Nixon. You know,
President Nixon got fired, man.
President Nixon quit ahead of getting fired. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com as well. Get a backstage pass over at philhenryshow.com and watch and listen and enjoy. And also enjoy some of the extracurricular... The extra stuff that we have. Tonight, in fact, after the show, we're going to be airing Night of the Living Dead.
What?
We're going to be airing Night of the Living Dead on Phil TV.
Why wasn't I told about this?
Well, let's see.
Because it says freaks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, you're right. Freaks.
Thank God. I've got everyone tuning in with their BSPs to see Freaks, and you say Night of the Living Dead. That gave me a little bit of a start.
All right. Well, I apologize. Yeah, it's Freaks. The great Todd Browning masterpiece will be on Phil TV tonight around 10:30 Pacific. Just kind of our build-up to the whole Halloween thing.
I'm not... The Night of the Living Dead is all well and good, but the zombie thing... It's so over. I'm sick and tired of it.
What are you talking about? Zion the Zombies is great.
Yeah, I've been like Walking Dead.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Walking Dead that I could gut... Never mind.
Well, what are you worried about?
You know, I used to work for AMC, and I remember when it was a respectable channel, and they had the very lovely... I say lovely. They had the very handsome... Nick Clooney did the films. Do you remember that, Phil, when AMC had Nick Clooney, Robert Osborne... And they introduced the very lovely movies?
Well, I remember when AMC was introducing the, quote, very lovely movies.
What does that mean, quote, waving your fingers like that?
Because AMC sucked, that's why. And there's no other way of putting it. AMC did not, either they didn't have the catalog or the library that TCM has. For TCM's got an amazing library. TCM's got a fantastic library. And TCM finds a way... to air the films, and you don't have to look at commercials. AMC was losing money hand over fist, as far as I know. I don't know who owned them, but whoever owned them wasn't doing a very good job with them. And they wound up having to stick commercials in the middle of the movie. It was terrible. It was a terrible channel.
You know, I don't even... You know what? You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. And so AMC finally, in a last-ditch, desperate bid to have something on that was worthy of watching... They began to, they commissioned original programs, and they've done very, very well. And this Walking Dead is an example of that. All right. So anyway, after the show, we're going to see Freaks right here on Phil TV if you want to watch that. Now, 40 years ago today was something called the Saturday Night Massacre. To tell us more about the Saturday Night Massacre, Harvey Wireman is standing by. But just to give you a little bit of a buildup, the preceding years, well, actually it was 73, so for a full year and maybe a half, a year and 4 or 5 months, the country was increasingly becoming aware of something called this Watergate burglary. It happened in June of 1972. It happened just prior to Richard Nixon being elected to a second term. It happened while we were very strenuously engaged in trying to find a way out of Vietnam, and we had pretty much done that. I think it was in January of 73 that we signed a terms with the North Vietnamese that would see American troops leaving Vietnam after a long, long, bloody war. We were commencing the 70s and an economic reality in this country that was very, very difficult to deal with. We were going to be going into recession after recession. We were going to see all kinds of urban problems popping up and so forth. Now, in the middle of all of that comes Watergate, this burglary. What?
Gotta pick it up.
Don't give me that windmill pick it up thing, okay?
Well, Phil, we've only got...
All right, let me get Harvey Wireman. You know, I can't stand that when you guys do that with a little windmilling hand, like, let's go. This isn't television, all right?
Well, I know that, and Phil, I love listening to you, but I think we want to hear from Harvey and the different things that he may have to say. You know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't know what you're saying, but that's okay. It's, you know, Rude is our middle name around here.
Rude? You were the one that was talking, well...
No, it was your friend, Mr. Tarner, who was talking about having a black colleague that wouldn't let him get a cab.
My friend, Mr. Tarner.
You're the one that introduced him to us. Anyway, from his home in San Marino is Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, longtime defense attorney, as well as did a lot of pro bono with the ACLU. I don't think it's any secret, Harvey, that you were a political, not political, but philosophical opponent of Richard Nixon during those years, correct?
Well, that's absolutely correct, and I still am a philosophical opponent to the that kind of imperial hubris that Nixon, did. But I will say that time is, you know, mellows things, and I understand that Richard Nixon was caught up in, if he'd just have been honest originally about that break-in, he would have been way better off, but instead he wanted to cover up, and that was the end of that.
And a lot of people saying that Nixon covered up because he was just paranoid of the political opposition?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He was Nixon was a good guy behind the scenes. I met him, and he was a good man. I threw a few drinks back with Richard Nixon, and he could tell a great story, and he even did impressions, and which were hysterical, you know.
What kind of impressions?
Oh, he would did. Nixon did the Sam Ervin. Everybody on the Watergate committee. Richard Nixon could do a dead-on impersonation of him.
You're kidding. And you sat and listened to Richard Nixon doing this?
Yeah, we had dinner. I was invited to dinner a couple of times. And then another time we were having drinks. And he broke into a Sam Ervin that I thought I was going to strangle. It was so funny.
Well, how did you get along with the president being politically opposed, philosophically opposed to him?
Well, I didn't see him that much. I was only there for a couple as counsel on a couple of matters that were being dealt with that had nothing to do with Watergate, but I didn't know the guy, he got himself involved in the Watergate massacre and the Saturday night on Saturday Night Live, and for
you mean the Saturday Night Massacre?
The Saturday Night Massacre, which was would happen at Watergate.
Well, the Saturday Night Massacre didn't happen at Watergate. It happened a year and some months after that. The Saturday Night Massacre we're talking about?
The Saturday Night Massacre happened when everyone got arrested, I thought, for the Watergate break-in.
No, we're talking about William Richardson.
I didn't know they called that the Saturday Night Massacre. That way, okay. Well, what happened on that night was that Archibald Cox was a special counsel that had been appointed. had been a protodated. Oh, shoot, I can't read my own writing here.
Here we go again, man.
Not here we go again.
Well, can I help you out?
Help me out with what?
Telling people what it is you're talking about?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. I'm so old and feeble, I can't say it.
Harvey, no one's saying that, but you're having a difficult time understanding...
You do me a favor, will you, Margaret? Butt out. Would you just butt out? Okay?
Harvey, you are talking to the wife of Frank Gray.
Yeah, but I'm bigger than Frank Gray, okay? I've been around a lot longer than Frank T.C. Gray. You know, that guy's a running gag down at the Jonathan Club. You know that, right? So let me just do it the way I want to do it. Elliot Richardson was president of the United States.
Elliot Richardson, huh? It was Richard Nixon.
I mean, Richard Nixon was president of the United States. Archibald Cox, which sounds like a cartoon character. To this day, I can't even believe that's a real guy. But Archibald Cox was something. He was important. I forget what he did.
He was the special... Okay, we got to take a break. I got a minute to go here.
What?
Well, I got one guy who... What? I got one guy who is having a problem with their... I don't know what you would call it. There's one guy who's having a problem with figuring out whether the bus is going to stop because of him or because of his black friend. I got another guy so old, he can't remember what Saturday Night Massacre is, Saturday Night Live is, Watergate Massacre. Get it together, will you? Somebody, whoever is handling these guests. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, after the show tonight, we got Freaks on Phil TV. Coming up on Sunday, we have the Game of the Week. Game of the Week on Phil TV in HD, man. And now, the game is not on TV. You're going to hear the radio call. What's on TV or what, bud?
Got a lot of pictures of stuff.
A lot of pictures of stuff. Anyway, we'll also be talking to Steve Bozell and Ted Bell about that.